Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A lot of Met baseball getting us going. Brian Baldinger will join us coming your way in the noon hour. Let's head out to Fort Lauderdale. It's Anthony. It's the fan. What's going on, Anthony?
How you doing, my friend? How you doing? Happy holidays to you.
You as well, Anthony. What's on your mind, bud?
Okay, I've been a Mets fan since 1970. Okay, I've watched a lot of good teams and bad teams, mostly bad, unfortunately. Okay, now what I want to say to you is this. Last year, what was the main culprit that sunk this team? Can you just answer that one question before I make my point?
Yeah, pitching.
Okay, very good. What have they done to address the pitching in this offseason?
Not much.
Not one starting pitcher has been added.
Nope. I mean, they addressed the bullpen, Devin Williams and Luke Weaver, but yes.
I'm talking about starting pitching.
Yeah, no, I know.
They couldn't go beyond five innings. What one pitcher have they brought in the offseason?
Yeah, they haven't. I understand, right? But some of the rhetoric, some of the anger, some of the hate. No, Anthony, you made the point. I got it. No, not one starter has been brought in. Fair point. And you are correct, sir. Not one starter has been brought in by the New York Mets. We're not done with the offseason yet. We haven't hit Christmas yet.
I know.
We're not over. It's not over. Stearns is not done. He's gotten rid of a lot of longtime Mets. Guys that you've watched for a number of years, guys that were homegrown Mets, they're all gone. We'll see exactly what this team does look like when his masterpiece is complete.
Let me just make one more statement. I appreciate the patience. You're a class act. I am a little bit concerned, mostly genuinely concerned about the pitching. You know, pitching wins championships, okay? And I'm a little concerned that he hasn't brought anybody in yet. We're running a little bit late in the offseason now. It's almost Christmas. And these guys are going to start coming off the board. And what I'm worried about is he's not going to do anything. He's going to go in with this staff. If that happens, you're looking at a 60-win team, okay? And this is a big market. He's treating it like the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'm genuinely concerned about that. And I just want your comments on that, because if he doesn't bring anybody in, what is that going to do to this team?
Anthony, I don't think, do you think really David Stearns, under the pressure of working for Steve Cohen, is going to operate with the idea that, you know, they could bottom out and win 60 games in 2026? Like sometimes you got to look at it logically. You know, he understands the job that he got, grew up being a Met fan. Cohen waited for him to shake free from the Milwaukee Brewers. That is not in the Mets' future. Now, we might debate whether they win 85, 87, 90, 95 based on what this roster looks like after the offseason is complete. But the offseason is not done yet. Stearns gave it a run with the guys that were here when he got here, right? McNeil, Diaz, Nimmo, brought Alonso back on basically what was a one-year contract before Alonso opted out of the two-year deal, right? So he gave these guys another opportunity. They leaned into the success and the run that they had to the National League Championship Series. And he gave them, but after that team fell short, he was now given the credence to be able to do this as he sees fit. And we're not done yet. It's not complete. But I don't think really that's a viable option. Cohen understands the importance of winning. Cohen understands the importance of playing relevant games late in the season. You know, he called out the Met fan for not showing up the year before when they were playing relevant game. And the Met fan showed up in droves after Juan Soto signed for $765 million. Let's head out to Oceanside. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Moose. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning,
Joe. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, buddy.
Yesterday, I wanted to make a comment about the Mets. But yesterday, I heard you talking about the Pee-wee tournament that you're going to next year.
Yes, in February, Quebec. Yes.
Yes, I took my son last year. He plays with the Islanders. He's 13 years now. You're going to love it up there. The whole town, I don't know if you're staying at the Frontenac or not, but the hotel is amazing. The town is amazing. Just make sure you guys take it all in and enjoy it, because it is the most unbelievable experience. And I still talk to it to this day with all the parents, talk about it with all the parents on my son's team. It's just amazing. So I hope you guys have a lot of
fun. Joe, how long were you up there? I can't wait. I've heard nothing but positive things, that the experience for the kids, for the parents, it's an unbelievable town. I've never been to Quebec. My dad has. It's an unbelievably beautiful city. Looking forward to, that experience. And it's been, you got to, be at the right program, obviously, the right team, and be able to make it. And, regardless of what the team does up there, you want to have a positive experience. It's great that you did. I've heard nothing but glowing reviews about it.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, you guys will have a great time. And, do the ice fishing if you can. Do the dog sledding if you can. I don't know if your son is billeting with families. My son did, but so we didn't get to spend too much time with him. But just soak it in, enjoy it. And hope your kid does well. And that's awesome.
You
were actually up at Sono this past weekend.
Oh, you were up at Sono this past weekend?
Yeah, a little 4-2 loss to the to MF, but what can you do?
I would have seen you, Joe. Unfortunately, I was outside Princeton, New Jersey with Gregory, who plays for Mid Fairfield. So, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I'm at Norwalk. Nice. We're in Norwalk all the time. The Sono Ice House, no doubt about it. Love it.
Yep. Yeah. Good spot. Anyway, about the Mets, I'll make it quick. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to fill the needs that they have. But from your mouth to God's ears, I hope they do something to start improving, because I'm feeling a little nervous right now after last year, and I don't know. That's all I say, but I don't know how they're going to fill the spots.
Well, Joe, here's the one thing you give Stern. Like, I don't think he's, just like you put together if you're an executive, right? Or if you're trying to, sitting at home, you put together the to-do list. You put together a game plan. I don't think Stearns is operating here by the seat of his pants. Like, I think he went into this with all the information that he gathered for the last 2 years and said, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to operate. And he's given himself a lot of work to do in an offseason. And we'll see what he does to get this team to have a representable product, a winning product, a playoff contending product in 2026. Elvis in Orange County, but I think there is. I think he's too smart to think that he's just doing this willy nilly. He's got a game plan. And let's see if he can go out there and execute it. Elvis, Orange County. What's going on, Elvis?
I can give you a winning product, no problem. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it, Elvis.
All right, look. First of all, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You think the way they're operating right now, you think it has anything to do with the casinos that are going up and all the improvements around there?
I do not, no.
You think it? Yeah, either the wife. My wife thought so, but I don't really think so. Okay, now, if they're willing to spend money, Polanco, how many games do you ever play at first base? One, I think. He never plays first base. He should be your full-time DH. He's a switch hitter. Go get Bellinger, put him at first base. Go get Tucker, put him at left field, and go get Bader. And then you got a great defensive outfield, and you got a decent hitting team. That team could possibly make the playoffs. And you're going to get a couple pitchers. What do you think?
What about if you have, what are you doing with Vientos?
That's the problem. That was going to be one of my other questions. What are you doing with Vientos and Beatty and Acuna? You think they'll still be on the team?
See, I haven't seen the level from Beatty and Acuna that I've seen from Vientos.
Right.
So if Vientos could get back to the player that he was a year and a half ago during that playoff run, or really second half of that season when he got called up and hit meaningful big home runs, had big hits against quality pitching, he was an absolute beast. Like, he looked like a young power-hitting star that the New York Mets had found, right? Last season looked nothing of the sort. If I'm able to get that guy back, then I've got a solution internally. But, that's not a certainty.
What do you think about what I said, though, about those players? Do you think that would be a decent playoff team?
Yeah, I do. I don't envision the Mets going out there and adding both of those guys.
I know. Either do I. I know what you're saying. But if they did, you got to spend some money. I mean, what are we doing here? We got the richest owner. I mean, what is he playing games for? And you still got your minor league system. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Elvis, I get it. Sense. No, I understand. But like I said before, I think Cohen is willing to spend, but I think he's going to have Stearns bring that to the table for him. I don't think Steve Cohen's all of a sudden going to step on the toes of the guy that he brought in to run this organization as he sees fit. 11:55, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.